Krishna Book, Canto 10, Hastinapur, Chapter 75, Scene 1. Duryodhana makes a fool of himself. King Yudhishthira was known as Ajatashatru, or a person who has no enemy. Therefore, when all men, all demigods, all kings, sages, and saints saw the successful termination of the Rajasuya Yajna performed by King Yudhishthira, they all became very happy. That Duryodhana alone was not happy was astounding to Maharaj Parikshit, and therefore he requested Shukadeva Goswami to explain this. When Duryodhana saw that Maharaj Yudhishthira had become very famous after the performance of the Rajasuya Yajna, and was also fully satisfied in every respect, Duryodhana began to burn with the fire of envy, because his mind was always poisonous. For one thing, Duryodhana envied the imperial palace which had been constructed by the demon Maya for the Pandavas. The palace was excellent in its puzzling artistic workmanship, and was befitting the position of great princes, kings, or leaders of the demons. In that great palace, the Pandavas were living with their family members, and Queen Draupadi was serving her husbands very peacefully. And because in those days Lord Krishna was also there, the palace was also decorated by Krishna's thousands of queens. When the queens with their heavy breasts and thin waists moved within the palace, and their ankle bells rang very melodiously with their movement, the whole palace appeared more opulent than the heavenly kingdoms. And because a portion of their breasts was sprinkled with saffron powder, the pearl necklaces on their breasts appeared to be reddish. With their full earrings and flowing hair, the queens appeared very beautiful. After looking at such beauties in the palace of King Yudhishthira, Duryodhana became envious. Duryodhana became especially envious and lustful upon seeing the beauty of Draupadi, because Duryodhana had cherished a special attraction for Draupadi from the very beginning of her marriage with the Pandavas. In the marriage selection assembly of Draupadi, Duryodhana had also been present, and with other princes, Duryodhana had been very much captivated by the beauty of Draupadi, but had failed to achieve her. Once upon a time, King Yudhishthira was sitting on the golden throne in the palace constructed by the demon Maya. His four brothers and other relatives, as well as Yudhishthira's great well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, were present, and the material opulence of King Yudhishthira seemed no less than that of Lord Brahma. When Yudhishthira was sitting on the throne, surrounded by his friends, and the reciters were offering prayers to Emperor Yudhishthira in the form of nice songs, Duryodhana, with his younger brother, came to the palace. Duryodhana was decorated with a helmet and carried a sword in his hand. Duryodhana was always in an envious and angry mood, and therefore, upon slight provocation, Duryodhana spoke sharply with the doorkeepers and thus became angry. He was irritated because Duryodhana failed to distinguish between water and land. By the craftsmanship of the demon Maya, the palace was so decorated in different places that one who did not know the tricks would consider water to be land and land to be water. Duryodhana was also illusioned by this craftsmanship, And so, when he was crossing water, thinking it to be land, Duryodhana fell down. When Duryodhana, out of his foolishness, had thus fallen, the queens enjoyed the incident by laughing. King Yudhishthir could understand the feelings of Duryodhana, and so he tried to restrain the queens from laughing. But Lord Krishna indicated that King Yudhishthir should not restrain them from enjoying the incident. Krishna desired that Duryodhana might be fooled in that way, and that all of them might enjoy Duryodhana's foolish behavior. When everyone laughed, Duryodhana felt very insulted, and his hairs stood up in anger. Being thus insulted, Duryodhana immediately left the palace, bowing his head. He was silent and did not protest. So when Duryodhana left in such an angry mood, everyone regretted the incident, and King Yudhishthir also became very sorry. But despite all occurrences, Krishna was silent. Krishna did not say anything against or in favor of the incident. And so it appeared that Duryodhana had been put into illusion by the supreme will of Lord Krishna. And this was the beginning of the enmity between the two sects of the Kuru dynasty. It appeared that it was all part of Krishna's plan in his mission to decrease the burden of the world. And so, King Parikshit had inquired from Shukadeva Goswami as to why Duryodhana was not satisfied after the termination of the great Rajasuya sacrifice, and thus it was explained by Shukadeva Goswami. Thus ends chapter 75, scene 1. Duryodhana makes a fool of himself. End of Canto 10, Hastinapur. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.